T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
J.
Sun.
Ski.
No.
All right, let's get right to our guest, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Good morning, Josh Shapiro. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I hope you and yours are healthy and safe.
That's we're saying that to each other a lot, and so far, so good. I hope all the experts are wrong. That's what I'm hoping for. But
If we all do our part, it will.
I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us here. I know we wanted to talk about price gouging. We had a guy just before you called, a guy named Aaron. He's on the phone. He had a question for you. Aaron? You're on with the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro. What's up?
Hi, Mr. Shapiro. I live in the Exeter area, and in my travels this morning, there's a local convenience mart gas station type thing where they have a sign on the door, they never had it there before, saying they carry masks and hand sanitizers. So I'm looking around the store, couldn't find it. So I asked the guy behind the cashier, and they keep him behind the counter, but he hands me he pulls out these bottles. They're dark colored, they're little spray bottles. You can't even see what the liquid is inside of them. And the label on it looks like it's like targeted for a young teenage girl if it were filled with lip gloss, he's saying, or hand sanitizers. He wanted $8 for one of these little bottles. And it's just in times like this, it's really aggravating that people will take advantage of other people, like not just the hoarders, apparently some of the stores that I learned this morning. So I asked him about the masks. I'm thinking, okay, do you sell them by the box maybe?
Sure.
He pulls out this box of these. I mean, they look like the same colors like you'd wear in the hospital, but you can see the material's really chintzy. I didn't get a price on those. I was afraid to ask after what he told me about the hand sanitizers. I mean, are these people allowed to get away with this, especially in times like we're in today right now?
And Aaron, I'm going to hang up so you can listen to his answer off the air, okay? Thank you for hanging on.
All right,
on.
Thank you.
All right. Is that price gouging, would you say? I mean, you have to investigate it, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, we'd have to look into it. But look, based on what Aaron shared with us, and Aaron, thanks for taking the time to reach out on this. You know, that could be price gouging. It could also just be a flat-out scam. Either way, we in the Office of Attorney General are set up to be able to combat that. And so we're seeing a couple different things, right?
Yeah.
And Aaron raises some great points. One is we're seeing businesses that had been selling, say, hand sanitizers and masks, just to stick with Aaron's example, and then jacking up the prices as a result of this crisis. That's price gouging, and we can stop that. Then we've also had some folks, you know, purport to sell masks, hand sanitizers, things like that, that are really not legit, and that's just a flat-out scam. Either way, if Aaron would be able to share with you or go on our website, attorneygeneral.gov, or just email me directly at pricegouging@attorneygeneral.gov, all I need is the name of the store and the location and the information on those two products. Nothing fancy, just, you know, price and the product they were trying to buy. We'll get on it right away, and I'm happy to come back on your show Monday or Tuesday and report what happened. But it's terrific to hear from Aaron and know that we're going to be doing everything we can. You know, we've seen a few local examples of this. In Pittston, we saw a drugstore selling a small pack of toilet paper for $21.99. We got them to cut it out. In Hazleton, we had a store selling one roll of toilet paper for $1 each and a case of water for $12. And this was a small case of water. And in that case, that's just straight up price gouging, because what they've done is they've increased the price in an unconscionably excessive way today versus the week before the crisis. And I guess the message I want to share with your listeners this morning is, you know, if it doesn't look right to you, tell us. Let us know right away. Just email us directly at pricegouging@attorneygeneral.gov. And we'll go through the legal analysis. And, Jason, we'll do the math, too. No one even has to worry about doing the math.
Thank you.
We'll take care of that and figure it out. But, look, consumers are smart. They know if something doesn't look right, and we'll be happy to follow up. And the last thing I want to say on this, and talk about whatever else is on your mind, is this applies not just for consumers, but if you're a business, you know, you're a local store, and you're getting price gouged by your wholesaler or your distributor, I want to know that, too, because we can hold the big guys accountable, and we have and we will. We've received over 3,000 price gouging complaints.
Wow.
It's really tremendous, the number that we've had. And I just want folks to know that we're here for them and we're going to do everything we can to protect them.
Talking to Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro, of those 3,000 complaints you've received, how many of those do you think turn into be, you know, actionable complaints?
Well, every single one of them, in the sense that we follow up on. Yeah, every single one. So here's the process. People kind of wonder, you know, what do you do? How do you do this? First thing we do is we gather the information from our constituents. Now, some of these complaints, unfortunately, we can't follow through on because folks don't provide any information about where they tried to buy it. And all we need is the name of the store and the location, whether it's online or in the community. Or they'll say it was toilet paper, but they won't say what, you know, what brand or what kind or how many was in it, right? If you're buying a pack of 100, that's different than buying a pack of two. So if we get that info, we follow up, we contact the merchant. The good news is most of the merchants cut it out. They just cut it out right away. For those that don't, then we send out what's called a cease and desist letter. And we've sent out about 200 of those out of the 3,000 plus tips that we've received. And that's a legal step we take to get them to really cut it out. If they refuse to comply at that point, then we can fine them. We have not had to fine anyone yet. Most of the people just cut it out.
We were getting calls there. We got a call 10 minutes ago from someone and a couple people texting in saying, yeah, these stores are adding. Stores have been adding 2% like hazard fees for their employees or 2% fee to give a bonus to their employees for working. I mean, it doesn't seem like that much, but is that something they can legally do, just add a fee during a crisis?
Yes, they can, maybe. And I realize that's a pretty gray answer in the sense of, look, we've got some supply and demand issues right now. We also have some employers who are doing the right thing, trying to pay their workers more. And so you are going to see some price fluctuation. What our state law says is you can't be charging an unconscionably excessive price, which is basically 20% or more higher than what it cost before the disaster. And again, I don't want folks worrying about doing math or trying to figure out about whether or not this meets the legal definition. If it doesn't look right, send it to us and we'll do the work.
And another text came in. I haven't seen this, but our last caller may have alluded to this. Someone said, I saw a store, they had opened what was a 12 or 18 pack of toilet paper and then was selling it individually. So they were taking the packaging and repackaging it or not. Is that something that's against the law?
That's typically not cool, right? And they're probably, you know, way upcharging that to the point where it would be unconscionably excessive. But I'd have to look into the specifics. And we do. We turn these things around real quick and, you know, and it's on all kinds of products, right? I mean, it's on the cleaning products, it's on toilet paper. In Albrightsville, we saw a gun shop, you know, more than doubling the price of a round of ammunition from 16 cents to 34 cents. We're not going to stand for that either. That was out in Carbon County. So there's a lot of different things that folks are trying to take advantage of our fellow Pennsylvania on, and we won't stand for it. Now, look, here's the good news is, most merchants are doing the exact right thing by their customers, and they are working in incredibly difficult times. I mean, hats off to the pharmacy workers and the grocery store workers. They are doing amazing things right now, and they're putting themselves at risk to make sure that we have food on our table. And so I'm really just in awe of them and grateful to them, and I'm grateful to some of these big, you know, companies that are recognizing the value of their workers and increasing their salaries and giving them bonuses and things like that. And You know, that means a lot to all of us.
Talking to Attorney General Josh Shapiro, talking price gouging. And, you know, we mentioned this last time, and I you don't even need to comment on it because I know you agreed last time, but sometimes these people who end up committing, you know, some price gouging, like the toilet paper, breaking up the 12-pack, their intentions sometimes are like, I just don't want everyone, one person to buy it all. And they're trying to help, but they do it the wrong way. And their heart's in the right place, but the way they get to the end is not the
right
way.
Yeah, I mean, this. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak over you.
No, that's fine.
The simple answer is, you know, just limit people to one pack or two packs or, you know, whatever is reasonable. Folks understand right now, you know, you can't be hoarding. The governor's been clear about that, and others have. Hoarding is different than price gouging, certainly. But, you know, we just need consumers to exercise some responsible, you know, purchasing practices. The governor's made clear, and we're working hard on this as well, that to keep those supply chains open, to keep things up and running so folks don't have to worry that there won't be food on the shelves when they need it. And one of the best ways we can all help with that is by not hoarding.
I had a question come in, and I sent it off to your office yesterday, but I wanted to ask you. Someone went on the PLCB website. It's a little close to home. It's state-run. Said Pinnacle Whipped Vodka is twice the price what they'd pay in stores. Now, they wanted to know if that was price gouging. I don't have an answer because you don't need to drink your Pinnacle Whipped Vodka right now.
Right. Well, who knows? Some people may need to drink it.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I mean, we actually have reached out to PLCB on that, and we're going to see what we can learn on that front.
All right. Well, you lower the cost of that Pinnacle Whipped Vodka, and I think it's Ron in Trucksville is going to want to give you a kiss in the cheek. I did want to. Trust me. I talked to the Sean from the PLCB yesterday. Like, look, you're the most popular person. You're helping to reopen stuff. They're having some issues with the website a little bit, but I wanted to talk about scams. We have a large.
By the way, maybe we need to have Ron on and ask him what he's drinking whipped vodka for. You know, right?
Should we
have that conversation?
You know, it's funny. I asked his name because I was curious in my mind. I was judging the whole time. I was going back and forth. I'm like, this is a woman. This is a woman. And then he's like, Ron and Trucksville. I'm sexist, I know, but that's how I was thinking. So, when it comes to scams,
let me just say one other real quick thing before we leave price gouging. It's important for your listeners to know this. Sometimes folks will go online, right? They'll go on Amazon or eBay or Facebook, you know, Craigslist, something like that. And they'll feel like they're being price gouged there. And then they wonder, well, hell, can my attorney general do anything about this? They're not a store in Pennsylvania. I want you to know the answer is yes. In fact, I've been leading a national effort with 33 states, Republicans and Democrats, to help ensure that these marketplaces better police price gouging on their platforms. The good news is, as a result of the attorneys general putting pressure on them, they're making changes. So whether you're buying it at the local mom and pop shop, whether you're buying it at Walmart, whether you're buying it online, we can help you on price gouging. So just wanted to make sure that was clear to your listeners. And,
gotcha.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're not cutting up.
I'm happy to talk about whatever else.
And I know you're busy. I have a question for you. Am I able to sneak in a break here and come back and do another short segment with you, or would you rather we just extend this one by 5 minutes?
Yeah. If you could extend it, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. We'll just do that then real quick. And Johnny, I'll take the heat if I get in trouble. Actually, I know a guy. He's the attorney. If you can keep me out of getting fired, that'd be great. I want to talk quickly about scams. I know there's a lot of scams out there. What are the top scams right now? Just give us a couple things to look out for to keep safe.
Here's a big one, right? With the federal stimulus money coming in, you know, and some folks are poised to be able to get a $1,200 check. People need to know that they do not need to hire, you know, lawyers or make down payments or give their credit card information or their bank account information to someone who calls over the phone or sends you an email. The IRS has already made it clear that they have a way of getting you the money if you paid your taxes in recent years because they've got your contact information through that. If not, if you've not paid taxes, there is a portal on the IRS website that you'll be able to go to punch in your information. So if you're getting unsolicited contact about those stimulus checks or telling you that, you know, you can get an expedited check if you, you know, pay a fee up front, That's all a scam. That's all nonsense. Do not fall for that. And if you get one of those emails or get one of those calls, report it to my office right away. We have another special email address for that. Just real simple, scams@attorneygeneral.gov. That's sort of one big bucket of scam. Second big bucket are kind of people posing as healthcare providers, claiming that they've got the cure for COVID-19, for coronavirus. Or if you want to come here, we have a test to give you a result immediately. We saw one up in northeastern Pennsylvania where they were promising you immediate results if you paid $150 for the test. So we're seeing an uptick in scams on sort of the quote-unquote medical side of things, and that's something to look out for and report to us right away. Here's the bottom line. You know, use your noggin. If someone's reaching out to you unsolicited, you don't know who they are, don't give them your bank account information. Don't give them your credit card information and report that to us right away.
Yeah, I think in general, the advice I like to give people is if something seems very urgent, but it's delivered to you in a very casual way, like email, ask some questions. You know, if something, absolutely, you know, you know, this, what is it, this weekend is Palm Sunday, I think. Right. Anytime, in my experience too, I've seen stuff like this. Anytime there's chaos in the world, which we're having right now, people will target you for things you're passionate about. And I don't know if you've heard anything about anything like this, but just be out there wondering, looking out for people trying to take advantage of you, using your faith against you. I don't want to see any of that stuff. I haven't heard anything about it, but I wouldn't put it past anybody. It's terrifying.
Agreed. And look, like I said, try not to fall for it, report it to us. And I'm going to give your listeners a tip, and I've told my mother-in-law she can do this. So all of your listeners and my mother-in-law can do this. If you really want to get off the phone with someone trying to scam you, just tell them that your son-in-law is the attorney general, and he'll follow up directly. They usually hang up the phone real quick when that happens. So
That's awesome.
Of your listeners and my mother-in-law are allowed to do that.
So from now on, I'm just going to say you're my father, my dad.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you know, I'm just trying to think if there's anything else. We're getting a whole bunch of questions here. Ken and Clark Summit's been hanging out. He wanted to know if price gouging was a federal crime. I'm sure there's federal charges, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've partnered with the United States attorneys. They're the federal prosecutors in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Actually, in part because they've got some added teeth on certain scams that they can't, that we don't have under state law. Whereas we, under state law, actually have a more aggressive price gouging statute than they have at the federal level. So it's a good example of collaboration and partnership. And so when I formed this task force with our federal law enforcement partners, now it's kind of a one-stop shop. It doesn't matter if it's a scam or price gouging. We're able to hold people accountable under, you know, whoever's got the better statute, who's ever got the better law, either the state or the feds. And we'll figure all that out. Again, I just want the public to be protected. If you see something that doesn't look right, let us know, and we in law enforcement will sort it out.
Does this fall under your jurisdiction here? Somebody wants to know. They said they were grocery shopping yesterday and saw an employee able to buy Lysol wipes that weren't actually on the shelves. Is that okay?
I mean, that sounds a little bit sketchy, right? You know, because on that, you wonder, are they really selling it through the proper means? Are they paying taxes? Are they doing all the things that you're supposed to be doing? Well, that's probably not a taxable product. But, you know, is it being done in a legal way? And hard to know just based on that limited information. But if you want to share the information with us, we're happy to follow through with the merchant.
Okay. And then this wouldn't be under your office. Can people be fined for not social distancing? I saw that story out of Canada. I don't think we're doing that here, and that's not you anyway, right?
Well, no, but actually that's a great question, right? So the question is, when the governor tells a business to shut down or people to stay home and not congregate, right, what's the enforcement mechanism on that? And we in the Office of Attorney General spent a lot of time working with the governor's office on that. And what the governor has stated is that your local law enforcement, right,
yeah,
whatever, the Scranton police, or if you don't have local municipal, you know, law enforcement, the Pennsylvania State Police, can and should enforce the governor's order. And that is, in fact, what's happening across Pennsylvania. You know, fines can be issued, and, you know, we're hoping that the people of Pennsylvania don't require law enforcement stepping in and telling them to not congregate. But if need be, that's going to be enforced by your local law enforcement. Now, we've been in court when some folks have sued the governor over his order saying that you know, you can't force me to not congregate. You can't force me to shut my business down. And so we've gone to court to defend the governor's orders, and we've won every time we've been called upon to do that work.
Very nice, humble brag there. We've won every time. I love it.
I like the people of Pennsylvania to know the results we get for them.
No, it's cool. And again, anybody who wants to send something to me, I mean, you could actually send the price gouging complaints to pricegouging@attorneygeneral.com. You could text them in. Thank you. Sorry about that. .gov. My bad. Pricegouging@attorneygeneral.gov. Thank you for catching that. And then we can have you on maybe next week if there's any follow up on these. Okay.
Happy to.
Hey, thank you again, Attorney General Josh Shapiro. We'll be in touch. Appreciate the time.
Hey, it's great to be with you, and folks, just hear me on this. We are going to beat this. We're going to get through it. We're going to come through it strong. We all just got to do our part right now and you know, make sure you stay safe. And we're going to do everything in our power in the Office of Attorney General to keep you safe. So be well and God bless. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Josh Shapiro, again, Attorney General of Pennsylvania here on the Jason Barsky Show.
WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.